You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Just go. Yeah. The best your mama joke.
Isn't that funny or is it that lame?
It's not that it's funny or lame, it just technically isn't a joke. <It's> just...
I think you're building up this your mama joke.
No, I can do it. Your mama is so deformed, you don't have ears.
And this, can we have context?
No, that's it.
Where did that come from?
Do you just have like a...
Your mama, I've emailed you, your mama joke site.
Oh, it's a yourmamas.com.
No, dude, I ran into a website that has been up on Tripod since like the 90s.
I saw you trying to put sunglasses on.
Your mama is xenophobed, you don't have ears.
I was like, what has that got to do with this? Like, your mama jokes menu. Your mama joke one.
Each
your mama joke two.
Your mama joke
Okay, that's number one. Your mama joke two.
This is like the jerk store comeback, right?
Yes, please! Your mom is so ugly. When she went to an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals.
But I'm there like, are no professional uglies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I fucked your wife.
I fucked your wife that's in a coma.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest word you, mama, can say is IQ. And you even have trouble saying that. Wait.
Basically, I can't tell the jokes properly. How does he phrase them
it's
so
like
poorly?
A weird, I don't know, weird Soviet guy in a
yeah,
black car.
Exactly. Like, alright, let's do it. Let's check it out. Your mama is so fat.
Like, if you take it from...
This does have the feel of being badly translated.
It doesn't really.
Your mama's.
So fat, NASA had to orbit a satellite around her head.
Head!
And it's not funny!
And it didn't even have ears!
Your mama is so fat.
Hey,
at least she sits
hey,
around.
This is a classic. This yeah. is a genuine
That's
your
actually,
joke.
Hey, a your mama
That should have been number
it
one.
It took 11 to get there.
Yeah, because I guess he wrote the first like 10. Mm. And then he actually found some actual your mama jokes, but he put them at the end. Or it's like an opening bang, he builds up to it. So the first thing is just like, you know.
Fammy.
A guy opening for a comedian gets up and says, you don't have ears.
That's funny.
See, that's
brutal. You don't have ears. I think it's like one of the wrong answers in Monkey Island. It's not fine.
And it kind of reminds
you fight like a dairy farmer.
You don't have ears. First, you better stop waving around like a feather duster. You don't have ears. First, you better stop waving it around like a feather duster.
How appropriate. You don't have ears.
Yes.
So I got directed to this from another site, which I'll show you later, because there's a site, you know, put it on a tripod, like those sites. There's one that's still up.
Wow.
And it hasn't been changed from 96.
Wow.
And it is so brilliantly like this slice of 96 that it's better than the Space Jam website.
Mm. That's a bold claim.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it linked to the Your Mama Don't Have Ears.
Yeah, that is a good point. I don't know who made this site or if it's like other people contributed. But the top of it says Your Mama with one M and an A. But all the jokes have Yo mama, and some of them are yo mama, and some of them are yo like
your mom in
mom.
Capitals. Yeah,
yeah.
I know,
so they're like
the
mama's
not consistent.
The guy's writing it. He sees the heading and he thinks, "Yo mama jokes 13." I'm going to spell it differently in the joke, and then it just gets into actual fat.
Familyismus.
I called your mother fat, but I can't spell.
What the hell is this?
This does embody the internet because it always has to be misspelled
doesn't
if you get
it?
Insulted, especially when you get insulted.
Fucked up shit. Ooh, outdated content.
Oxymoron,
I'm sure none of these links will work, though. Hey, some of the hottest mobile ringtones.
That's what I was really wanting to say.
Fucking, they didn't have ringtones back then. This guy's mad. He's from the future. You know, like, when you go to, like, one of the big stadium gigs? Like, I don't know if you go to take a leak and you go to a public bathroom, there's, like, this giant line, there's 100 guys at the trough. It's pretty disgusting. Anyway, this time I go into the, like, public John, I was the only guy at the urinal.
In a giant
holy crap.
Toilet in a stadium.
And there was only one other guy like that was coming out when I was going in. Usually it's really pressing in the guy's toilets because you were...
Surrounded by urine?
Because it's the trough. Like, not really surrounded by hundreds of piss and cocks. Everyone's like... which is it's not good.
Piss and cocks.
You know, but everyone's like right up against... Like, you know, you don't give someone that much space. Everyone's like crowded against everyone because they're trying to sort of wedge in. close to like other dude, like you can imagine another dude on the other side. And they're all holding their dick, and everyone's like kind of up against it. This people pushing it, even there's like splashback, and you're just like, you're trying to avoid like six other people's like urine. Like it's not a pretty picture, you know. And
you need your urine. You need your piss like a poncho.
Just I try and get into the cubicles when there's like enough time, like before the show, just so you know. I've got my own little room where there's no other dicks pissing.
There's a minimum of penis pissing.
Like, dicks, I want the total, like, in any room that I'm in, I want the total of, like, you know, urinating cocks to go up to one. And most of the time be zero. Like, okay, like, that's my goal usually. So, like, you know, I just don't like the rooms that have, like, you know, 80. 80
you know,
it's each to his own.
Well, they had an abortion boat.
Jesus Christ.
It's the Kiss Cruise.
It sounds like a bunch of movies.
They just sort of sailed back and forth across the Irish Sea.
For real?
So do you get the abortion on the boat? Or do you just do it at the port? Because it sounds like sailors come in, you get an abortion, and you leave.
I think they would really need to go out to international waters, and they got doctors and shit on there.
Yeah.
A
girl in every port that I give an abortion to. So you're still getting junk, like, you know.
This is my picture of the Utopia. An abortionist in every port. Women on waves. Is this the name of the boat?
No.
I thought that, you know, like when they have the big like title like painted on the side of a boat. How good would that be? The flying coat hanger.
Yes, nice.
You know what's bullshit? Fucking New South Wales State Labour has said that if they're re-elected, they'll rename the ferry McFerry Face.
Why?
It's apparently become a major election issue in one of the swings. No, it's a ferry.
It's a ferry.
Hence the name.
Yes, okay, fair enough.
Why is there a problem with...
Apparently ferry workers feel insulted by it.
But it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's not exactly regal or in any way respectful.
It's a fucking ferry.
Hey, man, ferries are good, solid transport over water. Dude, if you're called Dick McDickface, you don't like it neither.
Yeah, but if my name was already Dick McFace...
If your dick was named Dick McDickface... I think it'd be less of an issue.
Your dick is now named Dick McDickface.
Jeez.
You need a ceremony to get it changed.
Yeah, I believe it's called a circumcision.
That chops off the McFace.
Yeah.
They sailed the abortion boat to Poland in 2003. Prior to their visit, 44% of the population supported liberalisation of abortion laws. After their visit, the percentage had risen to 56%.
Well, people tried it.
Like, literally 10% of the population of Poland was like, well, if they've got a ship for abortion, that's awesome.
I'll try it out. Why not? In fact, I'll get pregnant just to, you know, give it a go.
You know, there's sports guys that visit schools and they're like, you know, this is basketball, this is a footy, try it out. And then kids go and join the club. Yeah. It's the same with abortion. You know, they visit the town, they're like, try out this abortion. And you're like, that was a pretty good abortion.
Yeah, I think
I'm down with these now. You know, that makes sense.
It's like once a year I'll get a checkup and an abortion.
It's fucking awesome.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.